Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was about a week into working at home, and my dad was home too. He got super bored and decided to clean the kitchen tiles, like, really deep. So my mom walked into the kitchen during work to get a snack, and she fell, and she broke her arm.
And I guess if we've learned anything from this, it's never clean your floors. No. This is, I'm joking. I hope your mom's okay. I'm glad your mom's okay. This has become somewhat of a trend in people we're hearing about, people I know, people I'm in a room with right now, who have hurt themselves while doing basic mundane tasks while at home. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on 103.7 KSON. Our phone number is always is 833-287-1037. Now, behind the scenes, I'm sorry, Tammy, I'm going to bust you out here. Tam is in agonizing pain this week. It's been hard to watch her because I get a little bit about back pain. If you remember, Tammy, I had back surgery a couple years back.
Barely remember.
Almost 10 years now, John. Get over it. But the deal is that I understand what discomfort looks like when you're gingerly walking. You can barely sneeze, and that's been you all week.
That's totally true. And did I do some cool skateboard trick that I missed?
God, I wish you did.
Did I train too hard in the gym and overdo it? Did I? No. Here's what happened. I cleaned a couch. That's what I did.
Did you pick the couch up? Yeah, you cleaned underneath the couch?
Didn't
pick
up the couch, didn't move the couch. I was just leaning over and I was shampooing with one of those little handheld shampoo vacuums. I was cleaning my daughter's couch for her
so
on
your
Sunday
week,
morning.
Your week of agony, no lie, week of agony this week is nothing else except just bending over and cleaning a couch?
Sunday morning I did it. Sunday afternoon, went to a friend's. I played bocce ball. You know, everything seemed fine. Maybe a little sore, but I thought it's because I was wearing flat sandals, and usually I get a backache if I wear flat sandals. Monday was such a lazy day, and we ended up doing movie day at home, so I didn't really do a lot. I was on the couch a lot. Tuesday morning, I went to get up for work, and oh my God, what happened? My whole low back is all locked up.
And it's been that way all week.
Yeah.
It's not about me, but it's very hard to watch you.
Well, gee, I'm sorry. I want you to look at me.
I'm only saying that because I understand it's hard to watch someone that you care about being in pain. And you are obviously in pain. God, if only there was a cleaning company that sponsors our show that you could have called to clean that couch. Oh, Stanley Steamer could have done it.
I know. And I will never do it myself again. It was supposed to be just one little spot removal, but then when I got there, I'm like, ooh. So I did the whole thing.
Every yellow van in San Diego right now is very disappointed in you, Tammy.
Like I said, it was just supposed to be one spot that I was supposed to take out.
So, Tammy hurt herself and has been basically debilitated this entire week. You have
it
been.
Sucks. It sucks, yeah.
And all she did was clean a spot on a couch.
I cleaned the whole couch. I started out wanting to clean one spot.
Oh, well, that was your problem. You're an overachiever as always. 833-287-1037. You know why I'm pain-free today? Because I never try. 833-287-1037. Any lame way that you've hurt yourself, injured yourself, we've talked about this before, but there's always different ways that we come up with to hurt ourselves that are so lame and so, like, not brag-worthy.
Yeah, I was talking with one of our engineers, and he said, oh, because I said, it's such a lame way to hurt your back, right? Just leaning over, cleaning a couch. He goes, it's better than mine. I leaned over to feed the cats.
Right?
And then I went to get up and couldn't get up.
Oh, it's so fun as you advance in life. I used to work with a guy named Big Daddy. He sneezed and broke a rib. That's a true story.
Oh,
that
I'm
is
surprised
a true
you don't
story.
Break a rib when you sneeze, by the way. You sneeze so hard.
833-287-1037. What is the lamest, unbraggy way that you injured yourself? Can you beat Tammy cleaning that couch? And oh, now she can't walk. Or our coworker JR, who bent over to feed his cat and is in traction now. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Well, I bought a pillow, and I used that pillow that night, and the next morning, I could not move my neck for probably
3 or 4 days.
Okay, so somebody goes, oh, honey, you hurt your neck. You're like, yeah, then what did you do? I bought a new pillow.
No, that's a real thing. That is a real thing.
I know, but it sounds lame, right?
And that's why we're chatting it up. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy did nothing but bend over to clean a couch and hasn't been able to walk basically the entire week. I've watched her in agony. And I'm sorry, Tammy, but I know you'll agree. It's a pretty lame way to hurt yourself.
Yeah, right?
We've all hurt ourselves doing something super easy, super lame, and it's just like, how did I just get injured?
Mm-hmm.
And you just heard Sam's. She might be able to beat you, Tim. Mm-hmm. A pillow.
Yes.
Rendered her neck useless.
Right. And it really, really sucked because I had a hockey game that weekend that was supposed to determine if we were going to the championship or not, and I could not move my neck, and I'm a goalie.
Oh, jeez. So,
wow.
Oh my God.
What did you do?
I used a lot of heating pad. I used the heating pad a lot and a lot of lidocaine gel.
There you go.
Look at you.
All right. Thanks, honey.
Glad you're okay, Sam.
Nicole in North County, go ahead and share your dumb injury.
Hi, Tammy. I ended up with 12 stitches in my hand and my finger, spending all day in the ER from washing dishes.
Well, a glass break in the water or a dish break?
Yep. And completely sliced my hand open. Simple. I'm going to do some dishes real quick before we were heading to a barbecue. And next thing I know, I
mean, I guess the moral of the story is here is don't do any household chores.
Yeah, I know. I washed a glass and it broke on my hands and I needed 12 stitches in my knuckles. And when I went to the doctor, he looked at my hand and he said, give me your other hand. And I gave it to him and he slapped and he said, get yourself a sponge with a stick. Thank you so much, honey.
So far, we've got a couch and a pillow and a broken glass as far as lame ways we've hurt ourselves at home. How about you, Heather and Poway?
So I had driven to Arizona to see one of my kids in a play, and I was walking down the stairs. I hit the bottom step, literally just stepping. I didn't twist or turn or anything, and I snapped my foot in two different places and was in a boot for 7 months.
Oh, my God.
Good
Heather.
Lord. Are you a big stomper, Heather?
Yeah. Apparently. Literally, all I was doing was walking.
Yeah.
Eric Church legendarily broke his foot stomping it really hard on stage and had to perform for months in a boot. He wasn't just walking. That's pretty nuts.
Right?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy, yeah.
Matt's in Mount Helix. Hey, Matt, you're a chiropractor.
I am, yes.
Were you going to share a dumb story, or were you going to say, Tammy, you need to do this?
Well, I was going to say, Tammy, if you hurt your back and you haven't been to Upstanding Care Chiropractic, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, nice.
Well done, doctor. Yeah.
Well, I listen to you guys every morning. I absolutely love you. I adore you. From the Jeep on the way to work to the office, we listen to you when I work out, when I treat patients. And I wanted to call in and try to help a little bit.
Wow, what a kind thing. Thank you, man.
I'm going to put you on hold because we'll have a little chat.
Okay.
I want to put him on hold so I can get more daily affirmations.
Yes.
I feel very good about myself right now.
All right, yeah. Thank you. Hold tight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.